More clouds and sun today, a couple of thunderstorms late this afternoon. High temperature is 78 degrees. Then for tonight, thunderstorms are possible. They can be locally severe with strong gusty winds and even hail, low 60. And tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant. The high each day, at least 70. 70 tomorrow, 76 Saturday and Sunday, and a nice day for the 4th. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, it is 73 degrees, 72 in Burlington, Milwaukee 72, and 72 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Got any big plans for the 4th?
No.
No.
Just do things. Take care of things.
You must have gotten the big straw.
What's that?
Janet Hoff is going to cover the parade with Sweet Lou Turner.
Well, she's done that the last several years. So
I thought you guys might have done a rock, paper, scissors or something.
No. She's much better at it than I am anyway. Usually I've been in here, but we will not be here on Monday.
They're giving you the day off?
Yes.
That's nice.
Maybe it has to do with age. I don't know.
What?
Something like that.
When is your 37th anniversary date of coming on this radio station?
July 8th.
July 8th. So, 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting.
Okay.
I'm really excited this morning. The Tampa Bay Lightning, remember my hockey team?
Yeah.
They signed Steven Stamkos to an 8-year, $68 million deal. And he was a free agent starting tomorrow. He would have been a free agent. And then there was all kinds of talk that he would go to his hometown of Toronto to play for the Maple Leafs. And they were all excited in Ontario. But no, he's staying in Florida. Now, they said that he would have gotten like $10 to $12 million a year instead of the $8 million, $8.5 right. million that the Lightning paid him. But see, people don't realize how inexpensive it is to live in Florida. There's no state income tax. Property values are not that high. Even though the real estate market has come back there, it's still, you can get a very nice home inexpensively in Tampa Bay and Florida all over. So really pumped up about that.
All you got to deal with is the weather and the people. Right?
You and Clemens, man. He's the leader of the Florida movement.
Mike, he's been kind of a bit of a lull lately. He hasn't really jammed Florida lately.
Well, he had a story this morning about Florida. What was that about?
Didn't go nuts with it.
No, he didn't go nuts. He hasn't been feeling well.
Yeah.
Cracked a rib.
Yeah.
Covering the Packers.
At Packers camp.
Yeah.
Got no help from the team.
Got no help.
They're probably going good.
the athletic trainer didn't bother to come by.
Yeah, you're fine. Rub some dirt on it.
Speaking of injuries, if you haven't seen what happened yesterday in the Cubs-Reds game in the ninth inning, it is one of the funniest things you will ever see in baseball.
Just the inside the park thing?
No.
Oh, that's the difference.
That was an amazing play. Anthony Rizzo had an inside the park home run. But in the ninth inning, the Cubs' outstanding rookie catcher, Wilson Contreras, got a foul ball, let's just say, in the nether regions. And he responded in a way that, first of all, everybody was laughing. You've got to look this up on the internet. It is absolutely hysterical. The Cubs announcers were laughing, and they said that they had never seen a catcher respond that way when getting hit in the man region. Are you Googling it right now?
Maybe.
Wilson Contreras. It's laugh out loud funny.
Interesting how that's put. how it's listed here on this.
Oh, anything you could share with us?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. We don't want to.
Go ahead. Watch it. Bring it up.
Well, if I can get past that one little thing in the beginning that they have.
Little commercial?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, well, it's interesting. Yeah.
It's you only get that in baseball. Because in football, you really don't know when that happens because there's so much activity going on. Although NFL Films has got a very funny segment on guys getting hit in the man region. Brett Favre in there. He had a very funny line when it happened to him. He's talking to the lineman that hit him from the opposing team, and they're laughing about it. And he goes, not much there, was there? Brett Favre.
Okay.
Later on, we would find out about that.
Yes, we would.
Are you watching?
I don't think he'll mention that in the Hall of Fame speech.
No. Are you watching it?
Yeah, yeah. If you think about it, moving would seem to make more sense than standing still.
I thought he was going to get sick. He's breathing very hard. You got to watch this, ladies and gentlemen. He does this little skipping thing into the middle of the infield, drops his mitt, drops his mask, and of course everybody's laughing
because they all know what's happened.
They all know what's happened, and his response is just absolutely beautiful. Well,
yeah,
it's worthwhile. It'll make you laugh out loud, and laughter is very important.
Okay, we're updating the situation at Andrews. No active shooter, according to the latest reports. The reports of an active shooter came in after someone saw personnel carrying rifles for an active shooter exercise. So they put the base on lockdown. Good communication.
Boy, the mood just shifted there dramatically, didn't it?
Yeah. Back to normal.
We will get the normal sports report coming next from Fox on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams with your Racine and Milwaukee area weekend weather update. It's going to be on the cool side. Daytime temperatures in the 50s, nights in the 30s and 40s, cooler than average for the end of April and beginning of May. Dry for the most part, though, but if you are indoors, make the most of it by making more out of your closet space.